American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you've mounted the cycle and you're on it. Nothing like mounting a news cycle. That's all I can say about that. Anyway, okay, so where are we at in today's show? We're in the third hour, and we're awaiting. Let me check the news. It hasn't been released yet, from what I understand. We're talking about this, this IG report. Let me check. Let me check real quick. I'm sorry I didn't do this between spots. I was on the phone answering emails and so on because it's just the thing to do. I'm sorry. I had to do those things. It's just very important. You know how it is when certain people call, you react. By the way, it's Flag Day. June 14th is Flag Day, if you haven't heard. We alluded to it a little bit in the first hour. And anyway, Flag Day, you've got this I want to tell you, today, being Flag Day, no better way than to roll out the flag contest for New California. We got a bevy, a big bevy, a big bad bevy, a BBB of flags that people have submitted. We've had people make YouTubes in submission of these flags and their flag. They want to see New. This is a national phenomenon that's been going on, and we appreciate that. We appreciate that. A nationwide search, if you will, for flags. Now, I'm not too sure how we're going to handle it, but we're going to throw it to the counties of New California. By the way, 44. We picked up another county that we're going to be submitting to the state for approval. New California State for approval, and that is going to be this Saturday. So 44 counties on board for New California. Now, there may be more. Few phone calls away in the next hour, but you know, of course, I'll be doing this in the next hour. A few phone calls away from contacting people and see whether or not they're on board. And we've got several to. We've got six more potentially. That would leave California with only eight counties left. I hate it when this happens. Absolutely hate it when this happens. And guess what? They're going to have 22 million people in their state, and New California will have 18 million. Okay, there you go. Kind of short. You can gauge for yourself the size perspective. If New California has 50 of the 58, that probably would be a clue that the vast majority of the landmass of California be in New California. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? Everybody, listen, we're going to talk about the three-state thing. And listen, let's talk about the three-state thing because I got to tell you, I've been answering phone calls. Well, I've been getting phone calls and I've been trying to respond to phone calls this morning. You actually, it's playing out right before your very ears. I mean, you don't hear it because, you know, we've got things going on. You don't hear the calls and they click on and they leave messages and stuff because I'm on the air after all. And but anyway, these calls are all related to people wanting to help New California and become involved with New California. And so I'm sitting here thinking, is this three-state thing really such a big threat to New California? It is, and I know it's not because it's not constitutionally grounded. This is this three-state notion. It is not constitutionally grounded. I say again, it is not constitutionally grounded. However, now we've got New California, which is. So what I'm saying is that as people start to explore more and more about what this three-state California is all about, they start to think, what in the heck is this all about? What in the world is this all about? And they don't like it. That's my point. So people are saying, well, I want option A. I don't want this option B business, C or D. I want option A, which is New California. So it's been good for business. Just, Traper, get yourself out there, boyfriend. Come on. Get down. Put on your clown outfit and just whoosh, get that three-ring circus going. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm kind of losing a little bit. But, people were stressing about this. I mean, really, when Draper came out, it qualified for the ballot. Big drama. It qualified for the ballot. And I'm like, calm down. Calm down. Come on, folks. Because it's unconstitutional. And prior experience with Tim Draper. I've interviewed him on the radio, talked to him off air. He answers his own phone calls at his own business as like a receptionist. That's kind of strange, isn't it? No, it's very good. I compliment him on that. He's really, I think, a very good businessman. And, you know, he's wealthy for a reason. So let's remember that. He's a multi-billionaire for a reason. But listen, I hate to tell you folks, he plays for the other team. Yeah. And it's very evident by the way this whole thing has been structured in fashion. But I knew it was unconstitutional back in 2014 when he was 2014 and 12 when he was trying to run the six-state thing. And I told him that. Well, and of course, nothing has changed. It's not 2018, except it's not six, it's three. I mean, do you know just the expense of three and the incredible governance of three coming on board is a mind blower. A mind blower. So just that. But then there's also how you get there. You know, there is a process involved. And he doesn't know the process, or he doesn't believe in the process, because after all, I think, and I've had this debate with people, and it's been rattling in my head for several years. He's the kind of guy who has a disdain for the U.S. Constitution. It's meaningless, right? It's an imperfect document. It says Obama, one of his friends, and Jerry Brown, another friend. It's an imperfect document. So why should I comply with that? I'm not going to comply with it. It's a bunch of BS. Anyway, those old farts, those white supremacists, they didn't know what they were doing. Critical race theory. Let's throw white guilt at them. White shaming. Are you white shamed because you like the concept? Are you white shamed? You know, that kind of crowd. So he has a disdain. I think he has a fundamental disdain for the Constitution, doesn't respect it. If he respected it, he'd be followed. And, of course, he's going to be forced to follow the Constitution in this process, and that's where he's going to meet its demise. So it's dead on arrival, as I always say, you know. The three-ring circus has begun. Now, it's going to be good for us. Absolutely. And that's why I said to people when they're just apoplectic, three-ring, I said, look, calm down. It's good for us. People are going to examine it, and they're going to look at it, and they're going to, nada, nine yet, nada, no way, Jose. We're going to go with New California, and that's exactly what they are doing. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
heathen doing the U.N. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting. I'm looking for Fox and Friends this morning. Anything about New California? Nothing so far. Draper's Three State. I know. I'm confused. Are you? I see New California on Fox and Friends, and then they're talking about something to do with three states. So I'm a little confused. In fact, a lot of you are a lot confused. Dozens of you, more than dozens, have been calling or emailing or texting me or just putting stuff on YouTube's and complaining, Facebook, complaining about it. You're three states. You're that. And they'll never, you know, and then they go in and they rip the three state solution. And they're thinking it's us. So they go to the New California Facebook page and rip us. It's like, wait a minute. You're ripping on the wrong people. And of course, we found that out yesterday when they started flashing it up there about New California. And then they'd show the map of, you know, the three state thing. Well, people are confused because his thing is called Cal 3, okay, not New California. So if they would really please, and we've put in request for them to do this, and we've talked to people to change that graphic because it's creating a headache and it's confusing to the public. Now, the spinoff from this is very beneficial to New California. Thank you. It really is. Because people are sussing it out. Now, this is why we have to get some talking points out and correct all this stuff. So we're going to start labeling Fox News as, well, the provocateurs in this whole... I'm checking my email sources. No response. Wait a minute. I don't know. Okay, we got something. Maybe, see. No, there's no response there. Okay, so I'm a little, you know, I'm disappointed in Fox News, and I will remain disappointed until they come up with, obviously, some honesty in reporting, because they're displaying something that's false and fake. It's false and fake, and that's something that we're trying to correct for Fox. And by the way, Fox's News has been very, very gracious with New California and just about everything. But it is confusing, and I just want to set it out there on the record. For those of you that are listening, New California is different from Cal 3 completely. But the bigger point and the bigger issue is that the toxicity of what the three-state solution would be all about is obvious. It's absolutely obvious. Okay, so we're going to break out into some of that little gleeful discussion here in a minute about what that's all about. Okay, now, Drudge reports this, and this is, flash of the screen here. Is the Mueller thing out yet? I'm thinking Mueller. Anyway, they got Donald Trump says Trump's best birthday economy, North Korea, World Cup, jobless for. If you didn't hear, the World Cup's coming back in 2026. World Cup people wouldn't negotiate with Obama. Just a little side story on that one. Jobless at 44. It says watchdog slaps Comey. Broke from FBI procedures in Clinton. Says no political bias. Okay, that's not what we're looking for. I'm looking for three state stuff on Drudge. Because somebody gave me a little thing, because I hadn't thoroughly looked at. See, you know, to me it's the flashing stuff at the top of the screen for just about everything, right? No, not really. So there's some articles here. Ah, who gets Yosemite? Here we go. Here we go. From the Mercury News. Who gets Yosemite? Where top landmarks would fall in three California's plan. California will soon vote on cutting their state into three. All right. And, of course, the Dems are going to push this. Okay, but it won't go anywhere. They hope to derail New California. That's really what I think. And I think everybody else is thinking that. Everybody's saying that. That's what they're saying. Okay, so this is from the Mercury News. What do they have here? They have, oh, they've got a map, of course. It says, let's see, what are they? Oh, it says, this is how they start. I'll trade you a piece of Yosemite Valley and all of Napa Valley wine country for Disneyland and Santa Monica Pier. For the first time since the Civil War, California voters will decide. We'll decide this November whether to split the Golden State into three entities dubbed California, Northern California, and Southern California. An initiative to divide the state, pushed by Silicon Valley venture capitalist Tim Draper, received enough signatures to qualify it for the November ballot. And supporters say splitting the state would lead to improvements in infrastructure and education while lowering taxes. And that's absolutely not true. None of that. It's a train wreck for California. And it that's why when people start digging, they see this. It says, but the idea's passage is a long shot at best. Voters polled overwhelmingly disapprove of the idea, and even if the measure does pass in November, the proposal must still be approved by Congress. Well, it still has to be approved by the state. Hello? They left that part out. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution is very, very clear. See, this is where I see not only do we have disdain by Draper and others like the Mercury News here, they obviously don't know their Constitution. They're going to try and backdoor this thing. It's not, the Congress is not going to do that. The Congress has been very clear, and they were very clear in 1861. Their dates are wrong. In 1861, when West Virginia was trying to split, they said, look at folks, in order for you to split, you have to have approval of your state legislature and satisfy the requirements of Article 4, Section 3. Draper's plan does not call for that. Minor problem in the proposition that's going to be on the ballot as written. I want you to remember that. It's just, they left out the Constitution. Well, sure, because it doesn't matter, does it? It's an imperfect document. And if I am Tim Draper, and I look at this imperfect document, I'm going to interpret any way I want to, and by God, well, no, I should say that, because he might be thinking that he's God. He has a divine right of kings, of course. It's going to be his way. Now, listen, I know right now there's some constitutional people just rolling. And that's meant for you guys. It really is. It really is. Okay. And now, if it manages to pass at the polls and in Congress, the plan would look like this. Okay, so they're giving you a what if, and it's never going to happen, what if. But they want to build the suspense. But that's okay, because you know, you're going to look at this and go, what the heck? I want New California. Because you see, in New California, we keep all that for New California. All right. California would have approximately 12.3 million residents, according to the plan's supporters, and would be centered around Los Angeles and include five other counties to the north and along the coast up to Monterey and San Benito counties. Northern California would have 40 counties with approximately 13.3 million people and include the Bay Area and everything up to the Oregon border, including California's current state capital of Sacramento. Southern California would have 13.9 million people. Okay, so this is, there's California, Southern California, and Northern California. So Southern California would have 13.9 million people in 12 counties. And despite its name, carve out a large section of Central California all the way up to Mono County, making a loop around Los Angeles to claim Orange County, San Diego, and the southern flank of the state. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back. And we're talking about all the things that are going on. It's a big day, actually, even for New California. The Jefferson folks are going down to find out in the court whether or not their lawsuit's going to go through. And I'm going to get away from this Yosemite thing for a second. Again, this is Shining Hobbit, because the thought popped in my head. Now, a thought popping in my head substitutes for a shining object. What's wrong with me today? I mean, really, come on. Answer some questions. I get it right. Anyway, so what we have here is a failure to not communicate. No, we're communicating just fine. I am going to give you an update on what's happening. We're going to go to the other side. We're going to go to the other side of the movements of California and go deep. We're going deep, as somebody said. We're going deep. Okay, we're going deep. Deep, deep research. I'm going to go deep. No, that's from the Bourne conspiracy or something like that. We're going to go deep on this person. Remember he said that the first Bourne. Listen, I am a huge Bourne fan, by the way. Huge. I love the show. The shows, the movies, and all that good. Absolutely love it to death. Anyway, so what we're looking for here is, I got to tell you, 75, I opened up my Facebook just before the show. I had 140 for about a 4-hour period on Facebook messages and clicks, and 75 just I looked at. Trying to find something about Jefferson. Usually I get all these Oh, here we go. Okay. It took that long to get to it. I mean, all these people responding, and it's all about New California. This is my point. It's all about the New California thing and about the three-state split and all that good stuff. Okay, so let's. I'm going to go to the Jefferson site. And it says, Dear Prayer Warriors, California is lost and with no hope of returning to a republic. The land mass that encompasses this beautiful state has never was never meant to just... Oh, see more. Click. Oh, it's a long thing. Somebody's pontificating it. Patty Smith. And so far, she's absolutely right. It says, the land mass that encompasses this beautiful state was never meant to be just one state. Well, okay. It says, I ask that you join me in prayer for thousands of people to gather tomorrow, that's today, at the Robert Metzeri Courthouse in Sacramento to show your solidarity in the quest for adequate representation and a resolution to our delusion of vote. We will start gathering at 1 p.m. and have a peaceful protest outside of our because our justice is being denied. Please bring flags, American or State of Jefferson, and or signs stating CFR versus Padilla. We need representation or something like that. Please, nothing rude. Nothing rude. Nothing rude. Not a thing. Nada rude. We are scheduled to have the plaintiffs and a small group of people go into the courthouse at 2:30, and we'll have a press conference with our lawyers outside the courthouse at approximately 3 p.m. Please pray that God's will be done. Okay, that's the latest from that one. So that's what's going on. You got the time, the place, the location, and all that good stuff. So, John Birch Society, what's up with that? Who's that? Who's this person? Okay. Says, what else have they got down here? I'm just checking for more, you know. Mueller, a.k.a. Mueller. Wow. That's pretty. Eric Wood, this is a pretty interesting one. Mueller. Says, who's your daddy? Mueller. Ah, Mueller looks like Mueller. Who's your daddy? Who is this? This is an interesting picture. I'm going to share this one just because I'm interested in Mueller. It looks like a Nazi Mueller, which is interesting. Could it possibly be? You betcha it could possibly be. Okay, one last thing here. Matt Nemo. Okay, so I'm going back, actually. I've got to go back to all this Mercury business. Getting into the Mercury news business about New California. Okay, so that's the plan, just to let you know. And, you know, there's other things going on. So that's today's Flag Day, by the way. New California will be releasing and putting out its flag contest. So you're going to see, you know, 100 or so flags that have been submitted for contest reasons. So we will decide here on Saturday what the flag's going to be. So there you go, Flag Day on Flag Day. And New California being conflated and confused with the three-state thing. And it says that we were talking about what parts of what are going to be what. Now, his state proposal, you're going to have California, Northern California, and Southern California states, and they're all going to be about the same proportionate number of people. Now, this, of course, let's juxtaposition this with New California, which is two states. New California, which is two states, would be, population-wise, and this is the basic demo, would be around 22 million versus 18 million. Now, New California, 18, and California would be left with 22. Now, a larger number of people in a smaller area of California. And 18 million in a, which is a fairly large, it's going to be one of the biggest states in the union, 18 million people with a huge landmass. Now, I want you to get this straight because it deals with what's going on with Jefferson today, because Jefferson's lawsuit that they're going to find out the final determination on whether or not they get a three-judge panel and go on to the Supreme Court deals directly with this issue as I just described it about populations of New California and other. Now, the reason New California and California... Now, The reason I'm bringing this up, because it affects other places. Now, those of you in Albany, New York, perk up, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. People working in New York who have contacted me to create New York. Well, they call it, some people, it's a New Amsterdam movement, I get it. And whatever your name's going to be, to get away from where? Well, Manhattan. Because why? Gee, all the people who live in Manhattan. Millions versus what happens in upstate New York, the big chunk of New York, actually. I wonder how that happened. And then there's Illinois. Chicago. Urban, highly urbanized, millions of people. But yet, the rest of Illinois is all rural. Starting to sound like California. Yeah. So then, after that, oh, I'm blowing through the brink here. Then you have, after that, California. And then also Washington State. Now, it's relevant to all of you who are listening in those states and other states. Because there was a decision, Reynolds versus Sims, 1964, that did away with your county representatives in the federal model of how our government is set up with the bicameral legislature. The senators of each state gets two senators. Why? Because and how many represent based upon the population. California, we get two senators and 53 members of the House of Representatives based upon our population. That's great, but here's the deal. When you follow the federal model just went down to the state level and said, okay, states, you have counties. The basic element in our governmental system are the state's counties. And each county in the federal model would get a senator. And everybody, when they created the states, followed along with that. California was no different. California got, at the time when they had their constitution drawn up and finalized, I mean, it took years to get to this thing. When they finalized it in 1879, there were 40 counties in California. So that number stuck with it. Every county got a senator. I'm making the case here, guys. So this is big. This is not a minor thing. What we're talking about here is the future of this nation, end of subject. And it is the destruction and the demise of the progressive left. That's why New California is so important. And these other ones are just flybys. But the Reynolds versus Sims is the decision that came out and said, oh, one person, one vote. That's what Reynolds versus Sims is all about. And so what it said was, in the states, senators basically have to be divvied up. You can have them by districts, not by counties. Or maybe you can have all these counties be part of their districts, but they have to represent people. No longer representing just a landmass or a county. So that notion was floated about this by the left, because Earl Warren was just a big lefty. He was the Earl Warren Court. And by the way, he had been governor of where? Hello, California. A leftist governor in California who became a leftist Supreme Court justice came up with that decision in Reynolds versus Sims over representation. And we've been stuck with it ever since. Now, as an example, there's 40 senators, like I said, in California. And there's 80 members of the assembly. That was done and set in stone, at least in California's constitution, back in 1879. There were only a few million people in California at the time. That was kind of nifty, wasn't it? Here's the problem. California grew. Now we're at 40 million people. And guess what? The number of representatives did not grow, and it still is 40 senators and 80 members of the assembly. So what you have here is 120 folks that are really, in California's mentality with the Reynolds versus Sims model, they're nothing more than one just big assembly. In other words, bicameral legislation ended with Reynolds versus Sims. That's what you got to get through to everybody's head. We want a bicameral government in California, and our Constitution will call for that. Our charter right now calls for the forming of a bicameral legislation. Now, this has deep meaning, and I know guys like Tim Draper have no idea what I'm talking about. This is all, this is like flying a 747 when you don't know how to fly it business versus when you don't know how to fly it. So we're flying the 747, Tim, and you can just figure out what lever to pull to flush the toilet in the 747. That's what's happening here. This is high-level thinking. It's the Constitution at its best. So this is the problem. This is what's facing the Jefferson people in their lawsuit. They came up with this notion of a lawsuit to get a state, which is, well, that's fundamentally flawed too. That's not going to happen. You're not going to sue here in this and get a state out of it. Just not. That's not the way it works because, you know, the courts can't legislate. That's not their job, and so they're not going to do that. And their hope is they will win in the Supreme Court and force the state of California into submitting and giving up Northern California to create a state. That's going to be the negotiation. That is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Fundamental flaw with the lawsuit theory of creating a new state. And the other fundamental flaw is that they have not moved or progressed in any way, shape, or form in forming a state. Hello. That was a fundamental flaw of them. Now, whether or not the judge decides to move it on to the three-court hearing on the Jefferson side, they say they must. And I'm not too sure the judge is going to agree with that. But if the judge agrees with it, they move on to a three-panel hearing in front of the Ninth Circuit. That would be next, if that in fact happens. So they say that right now the judge has rendered her decision two or three times in this case, and says that they have no standing. They have no standing. And that's been the case when this was tried three other times. So anyway, today we're going to find out, or they're going to find out about what's going on there. But I want to bring this up because their intent to attack the Reynolds versus Sims, I think, is good. And in the overall schemata, it plays right into our hands. In fact, we're saying the same thing here. There's lack of representation, and this is the key thing I was getting at. Draper's plan for three states has no consideration for the populations other than to just carve out a number and divide it up into thirds and say, California, you've got 12.3 million. Northern California, you've got 13.3 million. And Southern California, you got 13.9 million. That's it. Out the door. Now, okay, so you're probably sitting there thinking, man, where's he going with all this business? It's real simple. If you look at New California, you're going to have parity in population number. It's two things. Well, this is high-level thinking here. You're going to have population. You're going to have the populations at parity. So in other words, or close to it. New California will be 18 million people, and old California will be left with 22 million. That's a big shaving, because now they're at 40, right? And New California, that's a big number, 18. That's not a small number, and look at those states. So that, but there's one thing I'm leaving out, folks, one thing, and that is this, and this is the salient issue here. New California solves the problem of Reynolds versus Sims in two ways. One, the people of rural California are in New California. That's it. New California is all about the notion of what we call ruralness. Ruralness, to be rural. It's not a word. We made it up for New California. So ruralness versus urbanist. The urban areas, which is a slim, and in fact, we mentioned before, New California is going to be about 50 of the 58 counties in California. And California will end up with about 8 counties or 8 parts of counties. And won't even be complete counties, but that's what they're going to do. And they're going to have 22 million people in a very tightly compacted landmass, which is the way it is now. So they should feel comfortable, right? They don't have to worry about services and the millions of dollars, the billions of dollars that they spend on those rural communities, those sorry, sap-sucking degenerates out there in the rural areas. Oh, my God. So, oh God, all that money is going to stop coming in from the tax rolls. And, you know, of course, no notion of the fact that maybe rural people actually might work at jobs and have jobs, create jobs, and bring in an industry. I'm sorry. But the elites don't think that way. They think that you just are sucking off the teat of Sacramento, and that's the way it should be, right? That's a consideration that rural people get. And guess what? I got news for you. We are hard-working people. We're dedicated Americans, and we're going to be New California. So, a fundamental difference in New California and in Old California is the demographics, guys. I guess you can say it's a demographic, stupid. And everybody says, oh, the economy is going to lose all those tax dollars. See, people who say those kind of claims, and this is what I'm just reflecting what's going on from the Facebooks and emails and things like that. And you go to our websites and see all this stuff happening, the action that's going on there. You can, and of course, we're getting trolled now. Come on, guys. You guys out in UC Davis, knock it off. We'll have to come down there at the lab and just, you know, straighten it out. Well, I'll join you guys. I'll just sit there in another computer and I'll troll the trolls. We know that UC Davis does this. So they're trolling us now. We know that Google knocked us off, took us out of the web search. We got that. We're back up, though. We're back. And Facebook, they tanked us on last Wednesday. We're getting back. Things are happening. We're still moving on. And every time you do this, guys, I just want to let you know, every time you troll us, every time you go out and take us off Google, we just get stronger. Because our people have figured out you want to stop us. And you guys are the real enemy in all this. And you're working with Mr. Draper, right? So, anyway, but getting back to this whole notion about what is going on with New California, there's other things happening. New California will unleash the economy of New California. Are you kidding me? People says, well, you don't have any industrial. We don't have any industrial base. Okay, how about the largest agricultural area on the planet that produces massive amounts of food for the world? I guess that's not industrial enough, right? But then we have other things too. Where is aerospace in California today? It's gone. Boeing left. Northrop gone. Why? Because of the oppressive nature of California's environmental policies and their 24/7, 365 legislative cycle, constricting and kicking these businesses out. See, that's what's been going on. These businesses will be welcome in New California. Open arms will encourage. So aerospace will return. In fact, it's returning in a big way because part of New California will be the upper region of L.A., Palmdale, Lancaster. It's all rural. It's all fair game for us. And boy, did they get some big contracts up there for the B-21 bomber and things like that. That's going to be part of New California. See, here's the other thing where the other people don't get it in the Jefferson movement. They really don't get this. And they have no clout when it comes to moving and shaking and satisfying Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. They're going to go in with a population to represent of 1.5 million people. I'll give them 2 million people in those counties that they claim they have. They claim they have 21 counties. Okay, let's... How many people do you really have there? How many counties do you really have? But the other part of this, let's give them 25 counties and 2 million people. Do you think that your consideration at 2 million people in 25 counties, which is all rural, and I understand why you do, and I certainly understand why you'd want to do it, and I would support that. But what we have here in New California is 18 million people, all rural, versus the other side's 20. It's parity. You got to have parity because you got to have clout. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to... I almost said, well, welcome back to New California. Well, welcome back to New California. How's that sound? Anyway, a lot of things going on, so visit our websites, newcaliforniastate.com and agenda21radio.news. Or you can visit agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. Either one gets you there. You'll get a lot of facts and information, and that's what we hope that you do. Okay, so discern for yourself, decide for your big day. It's Flag Day, Donald Trump Day, birthday. And also, we got this whole thing going on with the, well, the IG report's coming out. And what are they going to say? How are they going to say it? What it's going to do? I don't, you know, big news is coming, and it's going to be a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Anyway, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. We will be, of course, monitoring everything through the day. We've got a bunch of postings on YouTube coming up for grievances and things of that nature. We post up. We got about a dozen things to do for YouTube. We're going to get quite prolific. And by the way, people, I want to thank the listeners out there who are saying, oh, my God, we're more than halfway through the grievance process, because I've been getting some of those, getting some texts and so on. Where is my phone? Oh my God, I didn't even look. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our websites, agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.